I've been making a few speeches around at the Women's Institute and the British Legion, and I found it really hard to say his name initially. But I'm going to say it now. His name was Alfred Thomas King, but we called him Willie, and he was my granddad. He was much loved. I wanted to do something to honour my granddad. He went over the top at the Somme. He was shot and he was gassed, and he was 17 years old. I started planting poppy seeds in March along the beach by where I live, and 2 days after I planted them, the tide breached the sea wall and washed them away. So I wrote to the council and asked them for help. Immediately, one of our local councillors, Councillor Ben Cooper, wrote back and said, "We want to help you." And I received a grant for £500 to buy poppy seeds. "We want to turn Selsey red. We want to make Selsey aglow with scarlet poppies so that we can remember not just my granddad, but all servicemen, past and present. We want to beautify both our village and commemorate our servicemen." We were very lucky as well because Ben Cooper managed to source the poppy seeds from an ex-serviceman who donated another £2,200 worth of poppy seeds. That equates to about 40 million poppy seeds. So it's quite a lot. So what I'm doing is I'm asking Selsey residents to buy some poppy seeds, just a donation, a small donation to the British Legion. The poppy seeds are available from the town hall or Selsey Information Exchange in Penny Lane or from Selsey Works. And just to plant some poppy seeds in their front gardens or on any pieces of waste ground, just to help turn Selsey red. Now, we've got a Facebook page and we've got a website, and you can just find us easily by doing a Google search on Selsey Turns Red.